Next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Christ. The Badgers are 0-1 overall and host Miami University at noon Eastern Time on Saturday on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, certainly disappointed in the end result of Saturday night's game. I thought there was some things individually and collectively that we did well and we can build on, but certainly a number of areas where we've got to work this week and improve for us to get better. And looking forward to this week of practice and preparation and certainly excited to get back home and have our home opener against Miami.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, how much further ahead do you think college football is at diagnosing and treating concussions and head injuries than maybe things were 5 or even 10 years back?
Well, I think that certainly with all the amount of time invested and I remember even as a player and everyone was conscious of it. And one of the best studies that I've been, or people I've talked to that's been involved with the studies is really right now we're just starting to gather information and there's, I love the emphasis on anything that has to do with player safety. And so I think, there's protocols in place, and I think those are all big steps in the right direction. And I think we're still probably early in it, as we continue. Last year, I had a couple of conversations and sat in on some meetings, and they would tell me that, we're just now in position to start to gather the data that really can be helpful. So love the intentions and where it's going, and yet I still think that there'll be more to find out, and we can even be better at it probably.
Coach, how do you balance taking the positives out of Saturday night with the fact that you guys did come up short of your goal, and how have you grown in that area as a head coach?
Well, I think that every game, whether you win or lose, there's going to be areas that for you to be the best team you can be that you've got to get better at. And I think, sometimes earlier in the year, there's more possibly. I thought that, we certainly, when you play against a good opponent, some things get shown to you a little bit faster maybe. You can sometimes hide some of your weaknesses just depends on what type of game it is. But I think you're always looking for areas you can get better at, and whether it's win or lose. And I think there's hopefully things you do well, and you got to keep doing those well, but you can't assume they're going to be going well. So you keep grinding away at it, and that's the fun part about coaching.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what's your hope for Corey on Saturday? And, do you consider resting him so you really have him solid for those Big Ten games?
I think that we'll find out more, certainly. Yesterday we practiced, but it's not a real physical practice by any means. And I think that there's a balance that the guys, Corey, and he tried to go, and you appreciate that. We lost Mike Caputo early, and you feel, the first thing comes to mind, I feel bad for those players. You only get so many opportunities to play the game, and guys truly love competing, and so I think there's always that balance of, if a guy can play, who are you as a coach to prevent them from playing? And yet, Certainly there are some injuries that if you can benefit from rest, if it'll help them heal, if they're not healthy enough to go, then you certainly don't play them. So I think specifically with Corey, we'll see how this week goes and see where he's at. If he's healthy and ready to go, I think he's put a lot of work in, and I think Corey's not different than any other player probably in the country. In those situations, they want to play the game, and so I think we'll gather the information and kind of make that decision as the week goes on.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Rachel Lindsay with Toledo Blade.
Hi, Paul. Your team went against one of the strongest run defenses in college football last weekend. What do you take from that coaching-wise, and what does your team have to do now to improve its running game?
Well, I think that, for us to get better in the run game, you go back and look at it, and I think, all 11 guys, there's areas where we can get better, I think it's, there's some very specific technical things, whether it's your first step, second step, third step, it's, your pad level, it's the track of the running back, it's the, being on an edge of a guy you're supposed to block as opposed to having, the proper fit on him. I think it's there's nothing magical about it, but we certainly, I think, all have to own the responsibility of being better than what we were.
Thank you.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the mind of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Paul.
Oh.
You got an update on Caputo and what his status might be?
Again, he's going through the protocol.
Okay.
And we'll know more. In talking with him, he's feeling much, much better. And so we'll follow the protocol and kind of see how that goes this week.
As you watch film, I mean, having a guy of that skill level out of your defense, was it pretty noticeable, when Alabama was running the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's noticeable just he's our captain and he's a really good football player that means a lot to this team.
Yeah.
But again, what really the first thing that stood out is, he's a guy that if he heard there was a football game going on at the park by the stadium here, he'd go to it. And,
yeah.
he wanted to be there playing the game and with his teammates, and so you feel for that. But, yeah, it's he wouldn't be our starter if he wasn't different.
Right.
And yet, I appreciate Dakota Dixon and how he came in and, got his first snaps. And, I think there's a lot that he can – he did some good things and some stuff that as he goes – through, I think he'll be better because of having played, but absolutely, Mike's one of our better football players, and he adds a ton of value to the team. Not even defensively, but he's a factor in
sure.
some of our special teams, and so it's he means a lot to this team.
Okay, appreciate you, Paul. Thanks.
Thank you,
Coach. Thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.